And in the next part of the show, we are looking at the Atlas. And I don't mean a globe or a map of the world. I mean the bit at the top of your back, the neck there. And to help us with this is Dr. Jeff Finnegan, Clinical Director at Atlas Spinal Centre here in Dubai. Very good morning to you, Dr. Jeff.
Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning and welcome. And welcome to Dubai. I know you're relatively new to Dubai.
Pretty new. We're still on our first change of clothes, basically, here. So we're going to the laundry tonight.
It's a pleasure to have you, and particularly as an author of the book Life Beyond Headaches, and a lot to do with the neck and that
right.
upper part of the back. That right. tension could be to do with why you're getting headaches or migraines even. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, you're no stranger to radio. So from your hometown, you used to present a radio show Saturday mornings, a health show, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. It was a lot of fun.
Healthy, wealthy and wise.
Right.
Good name.
Right. I think so.
So welcome to the show. Explain to us then the Atlas.
Yeah, most people don't know that they have an Atlas, but in fact the Atlas is the first cervical vertebrae right at the base of the skull. It protects the brain stem and the spinal cord. It is literally the most important bone in your body. So one thing that everybody or people that are familiar with, Christopher Reeve, the actor who fell off of his horse a number of years ago, he fell on his head. He didn't hurt his head, but he crushed the atlas vertebrae, and that's why he was in the fix that he was after that time. So your listeners, 99.9% of them don't have a broken atlas, but the atlas has the capacity, unfortunately, to get slightly distorted, slightly out of alignment, and when it does, it has the capacity to chafe or to irritate the brainstem area, the blood vessels that are in and around that area, and it can lead to a variety of symptoms, including the ones that you mentioned.
And last week we were talking about Alzheimer's, and it just makes me think then when you're talking about blood vessels to mm-hmm. the head, so to the brain. So could it affect your memory as well as headaches?
We just had that conversation a couple of days ago with a patient, prospective patient, and one of the most interesting things that happens with people that are subclinical in that area, you know, you say, oh, I'm kind of foggy, or I'm getting older, so I don't think as well. That's nonsense, because you and I both know people that are twice our age that are sharp as a tack, and then we know people that are half our age that are, you know, fogged out. So the answer to your question is, yes, you open up the nerve channels and the blood vessels to and from the brain, and one of the funnest things, and I've been doing this for 33 years now, and I'm still passionate about it. The neatest thing that happens is, amongst the other things that people come in for, they say, is it possible that I think clear? Mothers tell me their children, when they get their atlas corrected, they're getting their grades go up two grades, from a C to A's. So that's exciting, it's rewarding, it's intangible, and it's the juice that keeps me excited about this.
So even children could be affected by this?
You know, we say that one of the most dangerous journeys we take is that journey out of the birth canal or through the birth canal. Mom is oftentimes drugged or she's out of it, and she can't efficiently push the baby out. If you can't push the baby out, what do you have to do? You have to pull that baby out, sometimes with a pair of forceps. And they can turn and twist on that little neck and distort that relationship right from the beginning. So yeah.
So with the Atlas then, it could affect your memory, it could affect if you're a sufferer of migraines or headaches, that could be a reason. It could be that you're out of balance there in that part, the neck region.
Right.
What are the reasons for it? How else could this happen? Is it to do with posture? Is it to do with tension in the shoulders? How else could we be misaligning or being out of balance in this Atlas area?
Yeah. The answer is yes to all those things. Automobile accidents, slips, falls, jolts, jars, stress, you know, unrelieved stress multiplies and it becomes a layer of the onion, you know, and you just layer upon layer upon layer. And so I was just asked out in the green room there, is it a one-time visit or is it, you know, an ongoing thing? And really it's different for each person, because if you've had years and years and years of stress, your body has what we call muscle memory ingrained into the system. So the sooner we get to it, as Benjamin Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? So the sooner we get to it, as with the children, or an adolescent or an adult, the sooner we get to it, the better off everybody's going to be.
Also, chronic fatigue, I notice here, it can help with that, or indeed it could cause that.
Yeah, the totality, I don't want to say that when we correct your atlas that everything changes, everything is going to be perfect in your life. I don't want to give that false impression. But the thing that I do want to say, and I can say this unequivocally, is that when we correct the atlas distortion, when we get you aligned, the totality of the organism is more efficient. Everything in your body works better. And if in your particular case you were suffering from migraines and headaches and that's the lowest common denominator for you, your body will, you know, lift that up. And it's not that I'm such a great healer, it's that you bring the healer with you. The power within is what does the healing. And this is another direction that my life takes me, is I want to help people get off of more medications. We're going in the wrong direction in the United States. And I know that if you have children, you probably want them to have less medications than you have throughout your lifetime.
Yeah, and as simple as taking a paracetamol, for a headache, and you're finding that you're doing that, you know, every other day or once a month. You know, it's too much, isn't it? That's too many things going into our body that aren't. It's not natural.
They're toxic chemicals. You know, it amazes me. This is interesting. Stay with me on this one. If these chemicals are, there's over-the-counter drugs, right? And they're not good for you, but some of them are prescription only. They're controlled substances.
And needed.
And some of them are needed, but we are the most over-medicated society that the earth has ever seen. And here's an interesting thing. If I took those chemicals into a healthy body, or if you took them, and you take these drugs into a healthy body, they will make a healthy body sick. How in God's green earth can those chemicals make a sick body well? They don't. All they do is they kill bacteria, or they numb the system so that you can get through the day and go to the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So they're necessary to a degree, but we're way too dependent on them.
So what are you? Are you an osteopath? Or are you a chiropractor?
My background is in chiropractic, and after going through school, personal things happened to me and my family, which made me realize that there was more to the plan here, and I became a board-certified Atlas orthogonist, which is a mouthful. I'm a board-certified Atlas orthogonist. Orthogonal is a term from geometry. It means balanced and aligned. And I became a board-certified Atlas orthogonist, 20 years or so ago, and life has never been the same.
Life has never been the same, and now you're here to offer your expertise to the community of Dubai. So how does this work then? If somebody comes to you and say, well, I'm suffering from headaches, recurring headaches, what's the test or what's the procedure?
What's the protocol? As I write in my book, Life Beyond Headaches, when people come into me, the last thing that I want to do is add more frustration and more failures to people that are already frustrated and have been to 18 different doctors and have not gotten the results. So what we offer, and what I'll certainly offer to your listening audience, is anybody that is frustrated with any aspect of their health, and since we're opening, we're trying to meet lots of new people, I offer this in my book, though, too. You can come to us. I will give the first 15 or 20 minutes of my time. I'll donate it to the individual to see if I can answer their questions, if I can scratch where they're itch. And the last thing I want is a patient that's not going to respond to our care. But if their atlas is off-center, it might be that they've been going down the wrong path and barking up the wrong tree for too many years.
So when someone walks into the room, can you tell immediately if their atlas is off-center?
Within 2 or 3 minutes of visiting with them and checking a couple of pressure points and such.
So maybe you're not suffering from headaches and or migraines. What other symptoms might there be?
Lack of energy is a famous one. People telling me that they're getting old when they're not. Or, you know, maybe you're old, but as we already said, that doesn't matter, or it doesn't mean that you're rusting out. Digestive problems. A lot of times people have irritable bowel syndrome. You wouldn't think that the bowel is connected to the spinal cord, but it is. In fact, every organ in your body, There's a book in the United States and throughout the free world called Gray's Anatomy. Gray's Anatomy is the leading anatomical textbook used throughout the free world. Gray's tells us that the purpose of the brain and spinal cord is to control and regulate all of the tissues and organs and systems of the body. That means all. So everything, if you've got a problem that's not responding to traditional care, I as Hippocrates said 3,000 years ago, look well to the spine for the cause of disease. And we are focused on the brainstem at the atlas level, and it gets incredibly fantastic results for a lot of people.
Talking to Dr. Jeff Finnegan, he's the clinical director of Atlas Spinal Center, which is down at Dubai Healthcare City.